FTX Border Sheriff, problem we've had for 2 years is getting worse and we're getting nothing from feds. By Ian Hanchett on September 23, 2023. On Friday's edition of NBC's Top Story, Maverick County, Texas Sheriff Tom Schmerber said that the problem along the border in Eagle Pass, Texas has been here for 2 years now, and it's getting worse. And they're getting nothing from the federal government, and the only help they're getting is from the state of Texas and the state's governor Greg Abbott, R. Schmerber stated, I never thought I would see in Eagle Pass all kinds of immigrants coming through here, a lot of countries. And just like, they're not afraid. They were just walking in line, crossing the river, walking in line, and being processed by the officers, immigration and troopers. He added, we're going to get more waves, and I am worried. Host Tom Lamas then asked, Secretary Mayorkas is going to go to McAllen, TX with the president of Honduras. Does it bother you that they're not coming here to Eagle Pass? Schmerber answered, it does, because we've been here, this problem's been here for 2 years now, and it's getting worse. And I haven't seen a higher official like the vice president, whoever it is, coming here to Eagle Pass. I know the vice president went to El Paso a long time ago, but never here. This is where they belong. Lamas then cut in to ask, what more do you need here? Because yesterday, I had Representative Tony Gonzalez, RTX, saying that Eagle Pass had not received any federal dollars. The Biden administration disputed that. Are you receiving federal help? Schmerber answered, nothing. The only help we are getting is from the state, the governor. He helped us with, of course, grant money. And with that money, we hired a few more deputies and equipment that we needed. And we have a second grant this month, so we can get more equipment and troopers. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.